If you are a Christian coach, speaker, or influencer, this is the right place. You're listening to the Keep Writing Podcast, a resource for biblical encouragement, spirit-led wisdom, and practical ideas as you answer God's calling to increase your authority by becoming an author. I'm Nika Maples, and I can help you write your next book so that you can take your business to the next level while advancing the kingdom and transforming people in Jesus' name.
Psalm 145, 18 reminds us the Lord is near to those who call on him. And if you've asked God for help to write a book, then you're not alone in your kingdom-focused writing project, even though it feels that way. The Holy Spirit is your willing partner. Now, sometimes you will sense his presence and sometimes you won't, but he will always, always, always be with you. So if you already know there will be some days when you won't feel God's presence, even though he's there, then why not prepare your path with the adoring words he has already left for you in the Bible? If you take the time to do this, his words will be so much more than just loving thoughts written on sticky notes. They'll become your truth milestones. So, what is a milestone? The first definition in Merriam-Webster's dictionary is a stone serving as a milepost. A milepost is set up beside a road to mark the distance in miles to a particular place. It tells you how far you still have to go. And if you've ever run a race, then you know how important these milestones are. Runners will keep going because they know they're headed in the right direction. The second definition of milestone is a significant point in development. That's an action or event making a change in a person's life as they move forward in maturity. It tells you how far you've come. Again, runners are profoundly encouraged to keep going when they can see how far they've come. You can count on both definitions of a milestone to happen as you work on your kingdom-focused writing project. You will move ahead in distance toward completion, and your soul will develop as you go. The Word of God is the perfect way to mark your journey. As you write, you need to be reminded that you can rely on what God has said. Isaiah 48 proclaims that His Word endures forever. So the Bible is a truth milestone. It's not going to move, but you will. Your truth milestones will mark how far you still have to go and how far you've come at the same time. I'm leading you to do this, to write down scriptures on sticky notes, because I believe in the importance of God's supernatural partnership with you during your project. But many well-meaning Christian writers get it twisted by neglecting the natural while focusing only on the supernatural. Listen, we're God's co-creators, and He wants to work alongside us, not instead of us. So let's plan in the natural for a moment and get our fingernails dirty with a little work. Before you can create your truth milestones, you have to know your final destination and when you'd like to arrive. Let's determine that now. First, mark your start date on the calendar. If I were you, I would pick a week or two from today as your start date. Next, predict your specific completion date. Notice I prefer to call it your completion date instead of your deadline. This is purposeful because I believe word choices have spiritual significance, and that's something you'll hear from me a lot. So, why attach the word dead to any phase of your project when you don't have to? For now, just trust me as your coach and select an estimated completion date sometime between 3 and 6 months from the start date that you just wrote down. If you make your writing window much longer, you'll use every moment of the time that you've given yourself. It's just human nature. Now, to create your unique truth milestones, you'll need to spend some time thinking about your future self based on the Word of God. Who does He say you are? Who does He say you will be? The devil will try to tell you otherwise. So this list is how you fight the battles of discouragement that you may face in the days to come. That journey between your start date and your estimated completion date is critical. Think about all the setbacks and the weaknesses that you're going to encounter. And then ask the Holy Spirit for His highlighting. Look in a concordance or on the internet and search what the Bible says about the opposite of the setbacks and weaknesses you think you'll face. Intentionally invite the Lord to turn your weaknesses into His strengths. For instance, if you tend to struggle with insecurity, then start looking for what does the Bible say about security? When I did that, one of the first verses that came up was Psalm 16:8. I have set the Lord always before me because He's at my right hand and I shall not be shaken. I like that one and I'm going to use it for one of my truth milestones on my list of 10 truth milestones. For you, write a verse down on a sticky note or a piece of paper and then move on to the next weakness that you plan to tackle with the Lord's help. You can write multiple verses on the same topic, or you can write down 10 different verses that address 10 different issues. When you've got a full list of sticky notes or a piece of paper, put it in a prominent place and read it every morning and every night. Out loud. My truth milestones are hanging on my refrigerator and they're also sitting on my bedside table. I create a new list every 3 months or so, but you don't have to. In the time it takes for the coffee machine to brew one cup of coffee every morning, I will turn around to the refrigerator and just read my truth milestones out loud over myself. I do the same thing before I lay down and go to sleep at night. I want God's word to seep into my subconscious until I believe it without a doubt. Now, there are days when it is easy to believe those truth milestones, and there are other days when it's not so easy. But I give voice to these verses anyway because they're truth, not because I feel them at the moment. Now, you may be tempted to write down inspirational quotes or motivational phrases on your list, but listen, the Bible is the only thing that can really be a truth milestone, showing how far you have to go and how far you've come. And you can rely on it because it won't move. Everything else will, even a quote with the very best intentions. God's word not only shows you where to go, but it changes you as you go. Be aware that the change you desire will require something of you. We all want progress on our writing projects, but progress comes from producing, and producing comes from participating. Don't expect God to spoon-feed you from the table He's prepared for you in the presence of your enemies. You need to participate. Get up and feed yourself. On those lonely or discouraging days of writing, when the urge to quit is so heavy, you're going to want to stop producing. A day, a week, even a month will go by without writing, but you can interrupt this pattern of inaction by walking over to your truth milestones and reading them out loud, then doing it again, and then doing it again, and then doing it again. In this way, you're participating, so that you can get back to producing. And progress is inevitable.
Are you subscribed to my YouTube channel yet? I love creating weekly lessons that will bring value and insight to you on your writing, publishing, and book marketing journey. When you listen to my podcast, you learn through your ears. But when you watch my YouTube channel, you learn through your eyes and your ears, making double the impact in half the time. See you over on YouTube.